This is a film I read on your review, which is in fact based on a novella, a period film in costume, a film, as you say, about gentility. Will you tell us about it?
This is a film, I think, that will appeal to an older audience rather than a younger. Though I'd hope younger people would see it because it is a period drama. It's set in Dublin in the 19th century and really recreates the atmosphere very vividly. Most of the action is in a hotel.
No finger marks on the knife blades, please.
With this kind of upstairs, downstairs way of dealing with people.
Mr. Nobbs?
She prefers roses. Lilies make her sneeze.
With sweet roses, Nobbs.
Ma'am.
Pauline Collins, whom you may remember as Shirley Valentine many years ago, she's the manager of this hotel, and one of the fixtures on the staff, one of the servants, is called Albert Nobbs.
Such a kind little man.
I presume as people see the advertising, and especially when the nominations for awards come out, they'll learn that Albert Nobbs is played by Glenn Close.
Jesus, you're a woman.
You won't tell on me.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
So it's a film about identity and gender, sexuality, love, fidelity, all those kinds of themes, but in a very unusual context.
So the central figure is actually a woman disguised or dressed up as a man in an Ireland which doesn't exactly encourage women to be independent. But there's another character in the film who is also a woman disguised as a man, right?
Mr. Hubert Page is working in the morning and he's come over and asked us for a bed.
With me, ma'am?
Yes, Mr. Nobbs. With you.
There is. And I got a bit of a surprise because when you see this character, who's rather large, whereas I didn't realise till I saw this, Glenn Close is fairly small. Small and thin. And Janet McTeer, a very good character actress, plays a painter and then gradually reveals that she too is a woman and becomes a fairly good friend to Albert Nobbs. The whole thing is in some ways, how shall I put it, rather asexual. That Albert Nobbs is a fairly repressed kind of woman who, for some reason, found it easier to dress as a man and pass herself off as a very meticulous servant. And nobody suspects that it's a woman. In fact, at the end of the film, they all get rather a shock. But an attention to duty is the most important thing for Albert. A quiet life, doing everything properly. But a dream of having a tobacconist shop.
I've been thinking I might purchase a little shop. A woman could serve at the counter.
And the suggestion that Albert should get married.
You're not thinking of taking a wife.
Who's the lucky lady?
And so there's a bit of an anomaly because a very flirtatious young maid, played by Mia Wasikowska, is a bit infatuated with the handyman in the hotel.
I've been thinking that we need a strong man about the house.
God, but isn't he a smasher? He'll only take advantage of a girl and then leave her high and dry.
High maybe, but I wouldn't say dry.
And Albert decides to ask the maid to, as they said politely in those days, walk out.
I was wondering if you would come out for a walk.
Are you asking me to walk out with you?
And the boyfriend then says, get all you can out of Albert.
Sure, why not? It's a whiff of money, I think.
So it's a strange situation and you feel that Albert is in some ways victimised. So it becomes, you know, quite more complex in the interactions and the development of the characters. And I think that's one of the great strengths of the film that keeps us very interested, of course.
There's a very interesting line in it. At a certain point, Hubert Page says to Albert, we are disguised as ourselves.
Yes, the doctor actually says that. Played by Brendan Gleeson.
Why aren't you in fancy dress?
I'm a waiter.
And I'm a doctor. We are both disguised as ourselves.
There's a fancy dress ball. And it is quite a striking phrase that they don't dress up and they are disguised as themselves. Though, of course, Albert, in fact, is in disguise. The interesting thing about Glenn Close and the character is that apparently she played the character on Broadway almost 30 years ago and has always had an interest in bringing it to film, but it's taken a long, long time to raise the money. But finally she's done it, and I think it's a marvellous performance.
You don't have to be anything but who you are. Look at how you've survived all these years. You've worked hard and you've saved your money.
The key to your dreams. So you just lay your head down, darling.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Sleep now, la la la.